Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU. I'm Andy Summers with the XTU Morning Crew. And my family and I went up to Blue Mountain yesterday for a little skiing. And when we stopped for lunch or dinner, whatever it was, in the middle of the afternoon, we saw a couple sitting at a table and they were sitting next to each other.
That is crazy awkward. Crazy awkward.
Okay. So this is Dave Cruz joining me this morning. Dave, you were saying?
What? Did you confront these people and say, I can't focus because of the weirdness you have going on?
No, no. I thought, first of all, I thought it was sweet because they weren't like a super young couple. They weren't old, but they weren't, you know. So I don't know if this was a first date, a blind date. But I've had friends tell me that that is a good way to sit on a first date.
No, no. On any date, it doesn't make sense because... And is ergonomic the right word? Like, how can you talk to someone if they're right next to you rather than right in front of you?
But
like, wouldn't that make more
sense?
But
when you're eating, then you don't want to be looking at their mouth eating, right? That can be awkward, too.
How about this? The next time I get a date, God willing, it will be this calendar year. We have a lot of time in 2019.
So you're single?
Yeah. When we go... You're thinking, Dave, you might not get a date in 2019. No, but when we do, when we go to eat,
yeah,
I'm going to sit down next to her. We'll do a social experiment and see if there's a date too. See if she gets up and leaves, pepper sprays me. Like, it just seems like there's so much awkwardness about that.
215-263-6700. I think that there would be a conversation before that happens because it is unusual. But I still think, like, if it's your first date and you're sitting next to the person instead of sitting across from them, then as a woman, I'm going to be less self-conscious about how I'm eating, making sure that there's no food around and stuff. Okay. You can have more of a conversation because you're not looking at each other. Okay. I think that might be an easier way to like ease into a relationship.
So I'm seeing so later on, like when you're married, just sit across from each other and just let the spit and the food
for the first
fly
time.
Out. Who cares?
That should be the first time. 215-263-6700. Do you think it's a great idea or do you think it's a terrible idea sitting next to each other on a date? I don't know. What do you think? 92.5 XTU. It's Andy Summers and Dave Cruz with me this morning. So we're talking about sitting on the same side of the table during a date. Krista, what do you think?
I like it because I can hold my husband's hand. I can like put my head on his shoulder if I want to. Put my hand on his lap. I don't know. I think it's cute. I like it. I feel close.
Wait, so Krista, you want to get gropey is what you're saying?
No. I'm pretty prudish.
XTU, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, it's Katie.
Hey, Katie. So what do you think about sitting on the same side of the table when you're on a date?
My boyfriend, like, we do it all the time. We don't get to see each other super often, so when we do, like, we want to be next to each other. And it just is, like, awkward if you're sitting there staring at somebody while they're eating.
Wait, hold on, Katie. Wait, when you guys first sit down at the restaurant, who's the first one to sit down, and then who's the one that swoops in and does it on the same side?
I think we both do it, honestly. Like, I think the first time we sat across from each other, and I was like, come over here. Like, come on over here. And then from now on, we just, like, have always done that.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, you make it sound sweet. Now I feel terrible for thinking it's awkward.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
XTU, good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Andy. Yeah, that's not ever happening.
Good for you, Trish.
I want to be able to read someone's body language. I want to be able to look in their eyes while they're talking to me, see facial expressions. You can't do that when they're sitting next to you.
Now, what would you do if you're on a date and the guy swings in and sits next to you at the table?
Yeah, I would very nicely say, can you sit across from me, please, because I need my space.
Fair enough. Thanks so much, Trish.
Thank you, Andy. Love your show. 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.